Every day, we send messages to other people in different ways. We may think that much of our communication is done through spoken language. However, some scientists say that it is only 35% of our communication. So, how do we communicate the other 65% without using spoken words? Studies show that the way we stand or sit sends messages to others. Also, expressions on our faces and our gestures are important ways to tell our feelings. Scientists call these things body language. It's natural for us to use our bodies to share our thoughts and feelings. Some of the important ways people communicate with body language are the same all over the world. For example, smiling may be the easiest body language. People in almost every culture in the world understand its meaning without thinking. So it is good to smile when we meet people for the first time or share good news. But the meaning of some body language changes from one culture to another. Most people move their heads up and down to mean yes, and side to side to mean no. You may think that these two gestures have the same meanings everywhere. However, in a country called Bulgaria, for example, the same gestures have the opposite meanings. In Bulgaria, people move their heads side to side to mean yes, and up and down to mean no. People from different countries use their eyes in a different way to have communication with others. In France, it is necessary to look into the eyes of the person you are talking to. People call this gesture eye contact. It shows that you are telling true things and listening carefully. On the other hand, in Asian countries, like Korea and Japan, it is not polite to make eye contact for a long time. You need to lower your eyes to show respect. How about arms and hands? We often use them to communicate ideas and feelings. In many countries, people wave their hands to say hello or goodbye. It is a body language that is often used. But we need to be careful. Sometimes we send a wrong message. For example, the way we shake hands has different meanings from country to country. In Brazil, it is the custom to take the other person's hand firmly. But in Turkey, people think it is not polite. People need to shake hands lightly there. Another example is crossing our arms in front of our chest. It shows you are worrying in the United States. But in Japan, people do so when they are thinking. Also, people in the United States make a circle with their thumb and index finger to say okay. However, in some countries, it may have bad meanings. As we have looked at some examples, there are many kinds of body language and their meanings may change from one culture to another. It is necessary for us to understand them. In this international world, we need to know that things are done differently in different countries. If we don't understand it, we may make a mistake and send a wrong signal. The best advice is to watch what other people do in their cultures and follow them.